Here we do our 10th episode of the Daily Unpacking.
10th episode? It's already been 10?
Holy shit. We should have had 11 though, since we skipped one day.
That's right.
Welcome guys to this episode of the Daily Unpacking.
This crazy
what day. Another crazy ass day. So we got up early. We knew that we had to check out from our hostel in Canggu. So we got up, we meditated, and then we started packing. When we were done packing, we went out to stretch and do some yoga, and that's when Kyle came with a bike for us that
a
he was
bike.
A fucking
not
motorbike. 250 cubic or cc is the short for that.
Really? That's what that's short for?
Cc, yeah. Cubic, cubic. I think it's another word, but whatever. And I was lucky enough to have taken the
Oh wait, no, I got a notification that said Celebes Cuda had mentioned me in their story.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That I took the motorcycle license in Orlando before I left last program because I was going to come to Asia with Aaron and a friend of mine that was my roommate for the entire program, second program. So we took the motorcycle license over there, so I had 2 days of experience on a bike. And we jumped on the bike, and it didn't take long before I had the hold of it. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, got the hold of it.
Got the hold of it.
Yeah.
And then we drove. Kayla jumped on a Gojek, which is Uber's version here in Indonesia. But it's
bikes.
In scooters.
Yeah.
So she took my 15 kilo, 80 liter backpack on her back, and drove on a scooter with this other dude.
For like 40 minutes.
Solid 40 minutes. It's so hard traffic here. It's very heavy traffic. So, and the lights are heavy. And even
so
though
even if it's really close, it could take a long time to get there.
And even though you are a bike and can go in between cars, there are 90% bikes and 10% cars.
So everyone's trying to go in between
everyone
cars.
Everyone is trying to go in between cars. So it's just a clusterfuck of traffic here. So it took 40 minutes. To get here, Kayla was in deep pain because of the backpack that was there. But
well, it was really heavy because it was sitting on my back and I was sitting at the end of the bike. So there wasn't really much room for me to rest the bag on the end of the bike.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time he accelerated, even in the slightest, my backpack went backwards and it pulled me. And it didn't matter how tight I was holding on to him, I was being pulled.
Yeah.
So I had to use my abs to hold myself up every single time it was accelerating. It was almost to the point of tears because I felt like I couldn't.
Well, actually, you were in tears.
Yeah, I was in tears because there were times where I was like, I think I'm gonna fall off the bike because it was pulling me so bad.
And then when we got here to the hotel, we checked in and we are in our room right now. It's a little bit less fancy than what we were in, but it's a hostel, you know. It's a private room and it looks really great. Like it doesn't look really great, but it looks clean. And it looks okay, right? The bed is nice and
it's not as like a quality like taken care of, I would say, as the previous room, but it's bigger.
Yeah.
And the area is cute.
Yeah.
And now we're in a little different area.
Yeah.
We're in Kuta, so we're a little.
We're
bit
closer
south.
To the airport now, so we're further south now. Still close to the beach. There's a lot more traffic around the streets that we are in now than we were earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Up in Canggu, there was barely any traffic at the streets that we were at the hostel here, right outside our door. Basically,
we're like on a busy street.
Yeah.
Or like a busy back alley.
Busy back alley. And then on the main street, there's a fuck ton of traffic and there's a lot of people going back and forth. And then after we dropped off our
bags,
we went to a place called La Femme Tattoo.
No, actually, we went to Strawberry Fields and had lunch.
Yeah, we did.
We got burgers.
Yeah.
On Kyle's dog.
Yeah, again, like, we're going to tell this story about Kyle on our YouTube. But this is a guy, he's a 23-year-old that found our content on YouTube and then found us on the Bali Life page on Facebook and messaged Kayla and said that he wanted to meet us. And then he invited us. He said, hey, I'll buy you dinner. And it was like, oh, this sounds nice. Like, we looked him up and then we texted a little bit and we met at, well, we told you the story, but we met at Potato Head. And then this same guy literally liked us so much, liked our story so much.
Also, I think he's the type of person that like wants people to hang out with.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have those type of people always here on the island. Mm-hmm. And so he likes us and he thinks we're cool. And we have a lot in common with crypto trading and with videography and filmmaking.
Yeah.
So he likes to have us around.
So this kid made like $100,000 on Bitcoin's last uptick. He owned 14 coins when it was at 2,000. And you can just do the math now if you go to coinbase.com and see what Bitcoin is worth right now. It's an absurd amount of money. So he's only 23 and he's like, he really enjoys hanging out with us and he liked our stuff and liked our story. So he's been literally been paying for everything. And we told him like, dude, we really don't want to take advantage of your like goodness. He's like, dude, I'm really just want to share my wealth and my funds with people that I enjoy being with and friends of you. Like, I love your style. I love your personality. So right. He's been really, really good to us. He literally paid for Kayla's tattoo.
Yeah, so after we went to Strawberry Fields and had burgers, where he paid for them,
yeah.
We went to a tattoo parlor, which he had a friend who worked at and was going to work out some type of deal where I could get a tattoo for free. But she wasn't at the studio at the time, and he was able to talk down the price of the other tattoo artists who were there, and then he paid for my tattoo before he even asked me.
Yeah, like, he was like, yep, let's go in here. I already paid for it, so let's go in and get it.
And what do I say, like, no
what
to
the
that?
Fuck? Exactly. So Kayla got the tattoo, and then we went back to the hotel.
Yeah, for our stuff.
Yeah.
We were planning on driving down to the beach at Uluwatu, but my tattoo took a little bit too long.
And the sun had already set at that time, so we were like, hey, let's just go to Uluwatu another day. So we went back to the hostel. We grabbed our chargers and then we went out to the Kuta Main Street, like
right
the strip
the beach,
by the beach. And we had some nice steak dinner. Kayla had some starters and he had another steak dinner. We had some coffee and dessert.
And he just offered to pay
and took care of everything. And we had good conversations. We're planning to meet up next Wednesday again.
He's gonna teach us how to surf.
Yeah.
He's got extra boards so we don't have to pay. Yeah.
So this is a guy that I think has been given to us by the universe. I think me and Kayla have done some good stuff to the universe. We've been taking care of people. We've been authentic, and I think that you do good and good things happen to you. And this guy just happens to have the ability to take care of us, and he's doing it, and we're just accepting his goodness, and it's really, really, really nice of him.
Mm-hmm. We're really thankful.
Yeah,
I keep telling him over and over that I'm grateful and I'm thankful, and he keeps brushing it off. Like,
that's all he says. He says it's all good. It's all good. Like, he doesn't even want us to thank him almost.
Yeah, but I'm gonna keep doing it.
Me too, man. Like, that's all. I feel like that's all I've been saying to him. Like, for real, dude. Thank you so fucking much. You know. So he's been absolutely great to us. And then we came back to the hostel after the food. We ate food and then we hung out a little bit, talked to the people that work here. There's a beautiful, beautiful white cat here,
kitten.
Like a kitten. It's called Rosa, and she's so curious.
Oh my
she runs
gosh,
around here
super
playing
cute.
With the bugs.
Our neighbors next door, they're a tattoo artist. He's from Jakarta. Mm-hmm. We were talking, and he's down here, and he took this cat off the street. It's this little kitten, and... I couldn't stop playing with Rosa. She was super cute. When we first got here, the power was out, which I read happens a lot on the island, even to some of the nicer places, because it's, you know, the infrastructure here is just not meant for what's producing, and sometimes the power goes out. But it was only out for about 10-15 minutes before it came back on, which is nice.
So now we're chilling in the room. We're supposed to do some content. I think I'm gonna do some content before I go to bed. It's only 11 and I'm freaking tired, man.
Yeah.
I'm so exhausted. So thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, for real.
And we've gotten some good feedback on the podcast, actually. Some people say that they want to hear the same intro song, the same outro song.
Yeah, so we're gonna pick one.
Podcast is more recognizable. And that my brother also said that because we're using the microphone, we're recording this on an iPhone 10. So I can imagine that sometimes as we were holding the phone, like passing it around, that we come across the microphone. We got to be a little bit careful with that.
Right.
So sometimes he said that it's a little bit fucked up sound. He said, that's all he said. But I can imagine that that's why. But other than that, once again, thank you guys for listening. We're having a fucking blast in Bali. tomorrow we're just gonna stay at home and make content all day. Yeah, since the two last days we've been
on the go, Jack.
Yep, literally.
And so I think tomorrow I just wanna lay by the pool with our laptops and do as much work as we can.
Yeah. I want to do all the things that I want to do an Instagram video. I want to do Instagram
Facebook
content,
video.
Facebook video, YouTube. I want to complete the next vlog.
Okay.
So there's a fuck ton of work to do. And we got to message Ronnie and there's a whole bunch of shit we need to do.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to rate the last hotel.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of work we need to do tomorrow. Let's get up in the morning, make a list, do our morning routine and then get to work. All right.
Okay.
Perfect. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Have an awesome day.
Bye.
Bye.